It's time for another sports presentation right here on CorbinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good morning. We're here at St. Henry and trying to get things organized here. Indians are going to be taking on the Rushi Raiders in the first match here. And with these invitationals, instead of a five-set match, it's a three-set match. So you win two, and you have won that match. So if you can win the first two, then you get a little bit of time off. The next match we'll have will be against Buckeye Central, and we're in the they call it the high school gym. It's the smaller gym with just seats on one side, and it's probably a perfect venue for this. And then while we're playing here, our two sets, St. Henry will play in the, they call it the middle school gym, but everybody knows it is the gym where everything gets played. Their varsity sports are played in the middle school gym. So we'll play Rushi, then Buckeye Central here, then we'll move over there and we'll play St. Henry. So Diana Rammel and I think Kurt's going to help us, are going to be doing the first two games here. And then since it's too much, we don't have enough time to get everything all kind of sorted out and moved over there to the other gym, we're going to simulcast WCSM's broadcast of the St. Henry versus Fort Recovery. So let's take a quick little break here, and we'll be back, and we'll talk some with Diana about the game coming up.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Welcome back to St. Henry High School Gym, I believe is what they call it. So, it's the high school gym is the small gym, and the middle school is their big gym. That's because they built the middle school later, and so they upgraded, and technically it's in the middle school, but the high school uses it. So anyway, we're in the high school gym, which is, what, maybe eight or ten rows of seats, it looks like. So, Diana, what are you thinking about today that we're supposed to be doing or should be doing, or do we really know? Well, I guess we probably know a little bit about Rushi.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they're pretty loaded. They have a pretty good program going the last few years.
Yes.
I think this particular group of girls is going to be pretty tough to beat. I think we're going to have to play our A game. That's my opinion.
We played a pretty good A game, I thought, against Jay County.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were down in every single one of those sets.
Yes.
At Jay County, and not just early, but late, I think. Actually, one of them, we were down 20-13 and scored 12 straight points on them.
Yep.
And won the match.
Yeah.
Or the set. And so what's bothered me a little bit is we always seem to be behind, but we're always strong enough to come back.
Yep.
One day we're going to find somebody we can't come back on like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And I hope that's not really the case, but it just might be. So.
Right.
Don't know if they're going to do the announcing.
I'm not sure either.
They're starters.
Kinda, they're kind of looking around. I've never seen these two officials before. So.
No, and I'm not sure on the. I think all the PA stuff is over on this side of the gym. There's connections down here in front of us, and I think that's what's going on. So I don't know if they're going to announce. They got the, everybody, both teams are lined up as if they're going to announce. So we'll see how this goes.
Nope, they're just going to shake
hands. They're just going to play. So that'll be good. And
here we go.
I guess we're getting ready to get started.
Score 0-0.
So far, we're not behind.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we're not playing from behind. And, you know, if the other team gets several of the teams we played that weren't real good would get ahead of us 2-0 or something like mm-hmm. that, things happen. But we don't want to be down when we're in the teens, especially down 20-13. Even though, Jay County was a really good team, and we were able to come back on that on them. But I don't want to count on that. But,
I think from here on out, we have to stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to be the ones making them try to do that.
Yeah.
We don't have many easy teams on our schedule, especially when we get in the league.
Not. And even in the in-betweeners, like we have Salina coming up, that's going to be a tough match.
Yep, and we'll be broadcasting that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at the, I think they call it the middle school. Yeah, on the west side of town. So I was assuming we would be playing in the field house, and we weren't. So
Right. Yeah, so game on. So serves up by Grace Guggenbiller. And a good touch by Whitley and Tegan. Tegan sets it out to Grace, who gets a nice hit, nice attack. And then they roll, Roosie roll shots it into the net. So that's what we want. It's a good start. Good start for us.
Yep. We're not behind.
We are not behind.
So Grace is going to serve from the left side.
Oh, nice hit by the Roosie middle, right off of Whitley and Tegan's hands, though.
Yep.
So. A good play by Roosie. They have some good passers there. I can tell by just their their back row and their platforms. They've got some great passers. So we're going to serve aggressively the way it looks. Good. Nice dig by Marissa. Or I guess not dig, but...
Yeah, she ran over, got that. It might have been out of bounds, and I think she was thinking it was, and then she had second thoughts and got it back where Faith could make a great...
Good serve received by Marissa. Yep. Faith to Tegan. Gets blocked.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is what we need to be looking out for.
Yep. That was impressive.
That was very impressive.
Yeah, we got it over, and they smacked it. They blocked it right back down.
Yeah, and this is where our setters just have to be a little bit more tricky with where they're going with the ball.
Yep.
When you get to teams like this, that's going to be a pretty big issue. A little tight. Mara hits it out way out of bounds.
Yep. Mara needs to get that down a little bit. Hit it pretty hard, but she didn't get it down.
So
now we're down 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. Short serve to Marissa. Back set to Whitley. Slide and tip, and she gets blocked too.
Yep, and that one, she tipped it. They put it right back down to her right where nobody was standing. And
they got some good blockers on the other side, so we have to see it.
Let's crank it up. We are behind. Yep, I don't like it.
Yeah, we look a little sluggish.
Yep.
Oh, and ball falls right between Marissa and Aubrey, and I think Travis might want to maybe not a timeout yet. He's just going to wait. Let him play it out.
Now that's the first time this year I've seen our players be tentative.
Right.
They both kind of thought the other one was going to get it.
Neither one of them wanted it, Serve received. Mara, Faith, back row attack, Marissa. And she gets a nice hit, and they make a good play, and they're going to free ball it over. Ooh, no, they don't free ball it over.
Yep.
She tried to sneak one real quick past them, and it didn't quite go to the net. So that's what we like to see. Indians down 2-6, and Tegan is back to serve. Let's see if Tegan can get us on a roll. She's got a nice serve, a nice little down ball serve. So. Serves over and in. Oh, way out. She serves it way out of bounds.
Yep. I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
And most teams, everybody we've played has played that that shot.
That deep serve, for sure. So serve received to Aubrey. Tegan out to Whitley. And she hits it way out of bounds.
Yep. 8-2.
Yep, and Travis wants to take a timeout.
Yep, we'll take a little quick timeout with him, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park.
Well, sorry, Tiffany. We're shorter timeout than we were anticipating.
Yep. Mara to Tegan, back row attack to Mara, and she makes a nice hit. And they're going to play it pretty easily, and they're going to have to hit it over. A dig by Aubrey. Mara helps out, and Whitley just barely tips it over. And back row, nice dig by Marissa, and Whitley hits it just out of bounds again. Goodness sakes.
She's getting them down, but
she is.
Man.
When you got four bad hits on your big gun, it's not a good start. Mara to Tegan, back to Whitley, hits it out again.
That one is long. The other
long
one
again.
Off to the side.
Yeah.
Just both of those last two have been within a foot.
Yeah. So Mara to Tegan, out to Mara again, and Mara gets us the kill we needed. That's the kill we needed.
Yep.
That was pretty. I think they should use that a little bit more. I haven't seen that play yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody was keying on Whitley, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So back serve, we have Audra. Audra with her little hop, skippity jump. I love it. See if she can get us rolling. Nice pass by outside middle hit, and a missed dig by Aubrey. So a great little play by Rushi. They have some strong players, strong hitters that are very disciplined and know where they need to go. And they have a beautiful setter. That girl can set the ball. Oh, bad serve received by Audra. So Indians down 3-12.
She got her hand on it, but it went down instead of up.
Yeah.
They just need to get a little better here.
Yep, for sure.
We're not playing well at all.
So a little sluggish. Ooh, yes. Rushi serves it into the net. That's what we like to see.
That'll help us.
So Whitley Raymond back to serve. That puts Grace Guggenbeller in the front row with Marissa and Lily.
I'd rather earn our points, but I'll take anything
we'll
at this point.
We'll take whatever
12-4,
we can
and we need points.
Yeah, so Whitley Ramel with a nice serve, and they make a great play. Marissa Garkey with the dig to Tegan with a double.
Double hit.
Mm. Yeah.
And I never see those. I did see one earlier this week. First time I've ever noticed one.
Definitely slid between her fingers. I probably would have called that a lift. I don't know. Marissa to Tegan to Grace, who is a nice dig by Rushi. Back row attack. And ball goes out of bounds. Yep, and goes to the Indians.
I thought, I don't have my glasses on. I thought that was in by just a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely thought that was out. Yeah.
Well, you called it out as soon as it, before the line judge called it. So I believe you instead of my eyes with no glasses.
And outside, and a double. A double by Rushi.
Okay.
It gives us another point.
Yep.
13-6 Indians.
Yep.
Or 6-13 Indians are on their way.
Yeah. We
Indians are down 6-13. Great serve by Faith. Outside hitter, number two there. And she just off of Grace Guggenbeller's hands. So point to the Rushi Raiders.
14-6. We need to get one of those big runs going here.
That we do. We need to string some serves together. That'd be nice.
Yes.
So back to serve receive, we have Aubrey to Faith, outside attack to Tegan, who can't quite make a play out of it. It was just a little bit too tight, way too tight for her to get to it. So another point to the Rushi Raiders, 15-6. Let's see who can get this team going.
We'd better get going now.
Yep. Jump serve, and she serves it way into the net, not even to the net.
Yeah.
Mara Pearson's going to sub in here for Audra, and Marissa Garkey's going to go back to serve and see if she can't string us a few in here.
She's done that a couple of times already this year, get three or four in a row.
Yeah, nice serve, and they have to make an awkward little play out of it. Back row attack, Marissa with a beautiful dig. Faith to Mara, who just drops it right in the middle of the court. That was so pretty. So pretty by Mara. Yep. She just took enough off, and she jumped higher than everybody in the gym. So Yeah. She sees the court, and she does a nice job. So Marissa back to serve again. Indians down 15-8. Short serve, and they handle it pretty easy. And Faith just misses the dig. Yep. Just misses it right between her hands.
That was a nice pound right at her.
Yeah,
and she,
it sure was. I'm not
she
sure
got
how
her
well.
Hands up, but yeah. it just the ball never got above her head where somebody else could come get it. So.
Yep. Serve received by Mara to Faith. Out back to Mara, who hits it. Nice hit out. Deep. That's where we want him, deep. Oh, and they miss hit it. That's where we like it. Grace had her, though. Grace was going to block her. So Grace goes back to serve. Whitley Randall back in the front row. We'll see if she can get us a few kills this time around.
Yes, we need to get something going here.
Yep, nice serve by Grace Guggenbiller, and they handle it pretty easy. Back row and a block.
There we go.
Block by Whitley and Tegan.
Yep. That was nice.
Yep, so Grace Guggenbiller gives us a point. 16-10, Indians are down.
But we're not down 10 like we were.
All right. Good serve receive and back row or back set backwards. Dig by Marissa. And then nice kill by Whitley Randall. There it was.
Oh,
a great dig by Marissa. Puts it right into Faith's
great
hands.
Set by Faith. She, I don't know if they were communicating, but she set it about 2 feet above her head just slightly over the net.
That's all we needed. Nice little slam. Let's keep us going. 16-11. Indians are down. They're fighting back, and we'll see if they. Who Whitley? Grace Guggenbiller just misses a beautiful serve. So, point goes to the Rushi Raiders. Score is Indians down 11-17. So back to serve receive Mara, Marissa, and Aubrey. And Marissa to the 10-foot line, and then she's going to give it back to Marissa, who's going to get a nice roll
dig,
shot.
Great dig.
Good. Nice job.
Whit had a chance of just killing one and just missed it.
So Whitley gets the kill off the overpass. So nice job by Marissa to keep it in play. She had a nice roll shot out of the back row and just about fell. So Tegan back to serve. She pushes her deep. Outside hit. And, that girl just slices it. A beautiful slice.
Just inside the out-of-bounds line on the left side.
Very sharp hit. We got to be able to read
that. Six again.
Yeah, we got to be able to read that a little bit better. Indians aren't reading that too well. Serve receive, Mara. Back to Aubrey. Out to Lily. Lily gets a nice hit. And then Mara gets a great dig. And somebody is in the net. On the Indian side. So I'm not sure who that was. I can't hear it, but somebody was in the net on our side. Serve goes into the net. You know, the Rushi Raiders have given us some chance to get back into this game. I think they've missed 3 or 4 serves.
Yeah.
And we're still down 19-13, so we really need to take advantage of this right here.
Yeah, we were down 20-13 against, and I believe it was Aubrey that, or Audra that got us 13 in a row.
Yeah, Audra's back to serve, and they pass it up to their outside hitter. And then Aubrey makes a nice dig. Tegan to Whitley gets blocked. Tegan out to Marissa, and she gets us our kill.
All right.
She gets us our kill.
That was great.
That was pretty. That's just what we needed. So great dig by Aubrey. She knew exactly where to go on that ball. That was awesome. And Audra gets us a point, 14-19. Nice deep serve, and they have to go to the 10-foot line to set it, and she back sets it and doesn't clear the net. So
That's looking pretty good right now. Let's just
15,
keep on rolling.
15,
we're down
19.
4.
We got to keep going. Audra is
one
back to
time.
Serve. One at a time is right. Nice serve, and they handle it pretty easily. They go out to the outside hitter. And just off of Tegan's hands. Just off of Tegan's hands.
Yep.
So she was there. Now we just got to get her hands up.
But we got what we needed. We got a little momentum change.
Yep, that's right. Indians down only 5 now, 15-20.
It's getting late, but.
Yep. Oh, that was out, Audra. Way out, and she takes it. So off of Audra's arms for an ace for the Rushi Raiders, and Travis wants a timeout. We will be right back.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hey, so Rushi, we are back. Rushi puts it into the net with another missed serve. Indians down 16-21. Whitley Rammel back to serve. That puts Grace Guggenbiller in the front row with Marissa and Lily. See what our defense can't do. We'll see if we can come back from a little bit of a deficit here. Whitley puts her passer deep, and they miss. Good, good. They let it go out of bounds. So Indians give us another point here, 17-21.
They had them scrambling there.
Yeah, they did. She wasn't sure whether she should take that or not. So, so Whitley Rammel back to serve again. So
here we go, Whit.
Keeping them on their toes, pushing them deep. Nice serve by Whitley, and they're going to put it outside, actually to the middle hitter, and just off of Grace Guggenbiller's hands, 22-17, Rushi. So not, number six on Rushi, she isn't real tall, but she knows exactly what to do with the ball. She's a nice little player.
Now, there's several outstanding players. We didn't get rosters today, so I don't know their names, but these are very good.
To Tegan, out to Grace, gets a nice, and she just hits it
just
sharp.
Up.
Hits it way sharp. She wanted a touch, I think, or wanted it to be in, and it definitely was out. So 23-17, Indians are down.
Kind of hurting right now.
Might lose
our first set.
Yeah, Audra, Tegan out to Marissa. Serves it. Hits it way out of bounds. Way long.
So that's going to put them in set point here.
Yep, set point, 24-17.
We don't want to be down one in a best of three.
Right, nope. Audra, Tegan, Marissa tips it easily, and she hits it into the net. Marissa goes under the net. A little too tight for Indians. Lose that one, 25-17. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Labor Day weekend is a great time for a cookout, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your party. They have great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. Flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound, and ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. Also, they have brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. And don't forget the chips, dips, vegetables, potato salad, pop, beer, and wine. And maybe grab some rubs and sauces from a couple of local businesses, Dave's Famous Sauces from St. Mary's and Wendell's from St. Joe. Get everything you need for your Labor Day cookout during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closed on Labor Day, Monday, September 6th.
Okay, we're back here at St. Henry High School Gym, which is a little deceptive because the high school gym has 10 rows and we play in the 2,000-seat middle school gym for most of the sports, and we'll be there in the last match against St. Henry. Right now we're playing Rushi. We'll play Buckeye Central next. Indians lost that first one. We didn't look.
No. You know, I count up our hitting errors. We have 11. That's 11 unforced errors. That doesn't count the serve receive that went between two people and the bad set. So, first ball goes out of bounds by Rushi. That's a good start for the Indians.
Yep. Well, we started off ahead 1-0 last game and ended up down, I think we were down 6-1 before we scored another point.
Yeah, Grace Guggenbiller back to serve. In the front row, that puts Whitley, McMara, and Teagan in the front row. So Grace serves a really short one. Good. Whitley Rammel with the block. Whitley and Teagan with the block. And then Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel gives us a nice stuff block out of the middle. Back row attacker, she stood there and attacked it, and Whitley just went up and said, not today. So Grace Guggenbiller gets us our second, and she gets us an ace.
That was
a beautiful serve.
That serve is difficult.
Yes.
When it goes over and dives, even an experienced player has trouble judging exactly where to go.
Yep. So another good serve by Grace, and Faith with a dig out to Teagan, out to Mara, who Mara gives us a good hit. And another block by Whitley and Teagan.
There we go.
That's what we need to see.
Here we go. This is a team I came to watch.
Yes. We just got to keep going. Got to keep going with this momentum. Okay, and Grace Guggenbiller with a short serve. Nice serve. And it drops.
Got them scrambling, and they couldn't handle it.
Yep, she didn't know what to do with it. And that ball doesn't go right to their setter. They don't know what to do with it. Indians up 5-0, and Rushi wants to take timeout.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Ooh, we're back. Ooh, that sounds better. I don't know what you did, Neil, but it took away that little.
When we're playing the things through the computer, the commercials, it has a buzz in it. I've got a couple of wires, and I don't have replacements.
Nice serve by Grace Guggenbiller. That ball died.
Yep.
Number four gave up on it, and initially the line judge called it out because it looked out. It looked like it was going out.
It just
died.
It died at his feet.
Oh, Grace just puts that one in the net. Yep. She wanted to do a short one.
Yep.
Like, stick to your guns, girl. Everything you're doing is working. Just stick with it.
Yep.
So nice job serving by Grace. Now we just got to get right back into it. Indians up 6-1. Serve received. Marissa out to Mara, who gets a great hit. Outside hit, attack, Whitley Rammel with the block, Whitley and Teagan. And then Whitley says, not today. She gets a hand on another ball. And then Faith can't quite get another dig off. But good play at the net with Whitley and Teagan, getting some great blocks. And then they tried to tip a ball over, and Whitley put it right back in their face. So Indians still up 2-6. Marissa to Faith, the back row. So Whitley Rammel, she gets there's the hit she needed, she wanted, she's been waiting for.
Well,
so
she was hitting them like that in the first set, but she had about five of them just out of bounds.
That one was two feet in.
So.
Yep.
Now we're going.
So Teagan back, Indians up 7-2. Teagan back to serve. We'll see if she can get us a few cushion points as well. And she serves it out of bounds.
Just a little bit. They did let that one go. I'm surprised because they let that other one go and it died inbounds.
Let's see if we can get a side out here. Serve receive Aubrey, and she dumps it over out of bounds on number four. So we got a huge break on the overpass.
We were trying to set it, and it went over the net.
Yeah.
And they weren't ready for it. They tipped it over out of bounds.
So the overpass goes out of bounds on Rushi. Indians up 8-3. Audra back to serve. Mara Pearson takes a seat. Another missed serve. Girls. Boy, if I wasn't on this radio, I'd be hollering.
Maybe you need to give them headsets so they can listen to you.
Something. Marissa Garkey to Teagan back row to Whitley, who has to really run and get a short set. outside to Marissa with a dig.
Ah, Tegan.
Oh, Whitley gets a one-handed block.
Oh,
and she calls her in the net. Ugh. Ugh. She called her in the net.
I couldn't tell if she's pointing in the net or at the line, but whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. 5-8, Indians up. Audra Tegan out to Marissa, and she gets a bomb. That was a beautiful hit by Marissa.
I think
they were going to Whitley, and that left Marissa open, and that's what you got to do.
Player got her hand on it, but it went sideways.
Yeah.
Here comes Whit.
Whitley back to serve. Nice deep serve. And they play it middle hitter and off her hands. Whitley with a dig. Tegan to Grace with a hit. Outside hit. And then Tegan with a beautiful dig. Beautiful dig. Beautiful dig. And out to the middle again. Tegan again. Tegan gets a great dig, but it just hits it too hard. So I think a right side and blocker kind of forgot to go up and get that one. So, nice play by the Indians. Yep, we'll just have to keep playing. Nice
Rushi job. Serving down three.
Yep.
Let's get it. Scores get the mojo
96.
Back, girls.
Yep. Audra, Tegan, back row to Lily. We can't do anything with it. Just a little bit too wide. So now we're going to sub in Kennedy. And I'm not sure if I need to give Tegan that bad hit or not Tegan, but...
So Kennedy Mullenkamp's in.
Kennedy Mullenkamp's going to come in.
Freshman. She played the other day, and she played well.
She did. Yeah. Audra to Kennedy, nice out to Marissa. She gets a little bit deep for Marissa, but outside and blocked. Oh, but it goes out of bounds on the Indians. So blockers are up. It's just gone out of bounds, so... back to serve is number four for Rushi. Indians still up 9-8, but we need a quick point here. Aubrey to Kennedy to Lily, who puts it really deep, and it goes in.
They let it go.
It did. That ball was in.
Went clear to that far.
That ball was
corner,
in,
and it was
that ball was in, and he's not calling it. Nobody called it. So sit down, coach. I thought it was in.
It was in,
and
the line judge over here called it in.
Yep. So Indians get that point.
And I would say that he was right. From what I could see, it was in.
Yep, for sure. So Faith goes back to serve. Tegan's back to hit for us. We'll see how she does. See if Faith can. Ooh, Faith has got a nice serve, and they have to really fight and free ball it over. So Audra to Faith.
Here we go.
And
here we
a
go.
Slide to Grace, who just taps it down the line. I mean, that's all you got to do is tap it down that line.
That was good.
That was pretty. That was
really
a smart
nice.
Play. She didn't have to hit it hard. She just had to hit it high and over the top of their hands.
Where they weren't.
Yep. That's all she had to do. Faith to Ace. Mm-hmm. Ace by Faith. That's what we like to see.
She had them scrambling where they couldn't make a good shot.
She did. So Indians up 12-8.
They could never get the ball under
Let's
control.
Keep serving deep. Nothing short. Keep serving to her. Oh, she makes a nice play. Out. Yep, they hit it way out of bounds. They're looking for a touch, but it's not going to happen.
No.
That was nowhere near a touch. 13-8, Indians up. Faith is still back serving. Nice serve, and she gets another eight. Oh, that should have been an ace. Free ball to the Indians. Faith slide to Grace, and she gets almost a crush to Grace. Dang it. So Grace has a great slide. They make a great play. They hit a double hit I thought should have been called. They didn't call. He let it go. Overpass to Marissa, who can't quite finish it. And then Grace just misses a block. Great hit by the middle hitter. So point goes to the Rushi Raiders.
That was a nice, I guess they call it a rally or a
good
volley.
Good rally. Yeah. Yep, so Audra to the face at the 10-foot line to Tegan. Can't quite get it over.
Well, we got three in a row. They just got two in a row. We need to stop that, so we're still up.
Yeah,
we'd be up four if we can get this point and get the serve.
Yeah, we got to get a side out here. So Aubrey to Faith, back to Marissa, who tips it in.
Right on the line. I thought it was going out.
And, you know, that ball just wasn't quite high enough, so she really had to drop both hands down and dump it deep. So nice heads-up play by Marissa. Seeing the corners, because their corners are wide open. So Marissa back to serve. It puts Mara in the front row. Let's see if she can get us something done here. Marissa, nice serve. serves it to number four, outside hitter. And Aubrey with a great dig to Faith back set, and then to Tegan. Nice.
Put it right down in that empty spot.
Yep. Tegan's a great right side hitter. Great right side hitter. So Rushi wants to take a timeout. Indians at 15-10.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacist. At Kalp Pharmacy, we're patient advocates, whether it's selecting the best cough syrup or supplying a custom-fitted wheelchair. We provide patients with tailored healthcare information, pharmaceutical services, and medical equipment. You can depend on value-added service from Kalp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back. Indians up 15-10. It hasn't been a pretty 15-10, but we're getting some stuff done. Things are looks a lot better than it did the first game. So
yes, a lot better. There was that early to up to about 9, 10 in there. We looked really good. We stumbled a little bit, and then I think it was Audrey that got 3 points in a row for us, and so we broke their serve. Now it's 15-10.
Yeah, Marissa's going to go back to serve, and that leaves Mara, Grace, and Tegan in the front row. Face our setter. Aubrey is running a heck of a libero today, and Marissa's got our middle back. So we're going to see if we can build on this lead a little bit here. That's our goal, is building on this lead. So nice deep serve, and she gets an ace, number four. Can't serve receive. That's where we like it. Let's let her keep serve receiving.
She kind of
turned her hands. Yep.
Just as that ball got there, she turned her hands and it went sideways on her.
So we're going to try out number seven.
She's a good player, but she's not a good serve receiver, apparently.
Yeah, so if we can get Whitley or Marissa to drop a short one here. Oh, shoot. That would have been a good time for a short ball. They were
She went long.
Way deep. So Indians 16-11.
Yeah, they need to have their headsets on so they can hear you.
Yeah, I know. I need to be given those play calls, right?
Professional quarterbacks get to have headsets.
That's right. So Mara to Faith, middle to Marissa, back row, and she just crushes it out of the back row.
That was beautiful.
Absolutely crushes it. So Whitley Rammel subs back in. That puts Grace back on the line, and I wish Grace had a little headset in. I'd say just get this ball over, keep it in play. Indians up 11-17. Nice serve by Grace Guggenbiller. She gets our ace.
Stands.
She gets the ace we needed.
There we go.
Ball goes up in the stands. Indians up 18-11.
Momentum's definitely on our side.
Number seven didn't last long, so we're going to put number four back in and see if she does any better. So let's see if we can target her. Good serve and back set. And Whitley and Mara are there to block it, and it just goes out of bounds. Just goes barely out of bounds. So Indians up 18-12. That puts Whitley and Tegan and Mara in the front row. We'll see if we can build on this little lead here. Marissa to Faith, back set to Whitley. Just calls a double on Faith. I thought that was a double too. It took him long enough to.
I used to say never. I saw one the other day because it's so painfully obvious. I don't look for it and I don't see it.
Yeah. So 18-13 Indians. Serve receive Marissa to Faith, back, and then Tegan just dumps a short one. Short outside attack. Faith to Whitley, and then Faith puts it deep, and their middle hitter hits it way out of bounds. I think she was trying to avoid Whitley.
Yeah, she was avoiding Whitley and Tegan, and she avoided him.
She did.
They couldn't block that one because it put it out of bounds.
No, because that's the spot you don't want to block. Indians up 19-13. Great serve by Tegan. They're having this kind of struggle a little bit. But they make a nice, number four makes a nice play out of that hit.
Kennedy's coming back in is that Tegan going out?
Yep, Tegan goes out. Kennedy's going to come in and serve, or I guess set. So that's Whitley, Lily, and Marissa in the front row. We'll see if we can get some points here. Indians up 19-14. Short.
Nice step.
Tegan to Whitley, or not Tegan, but Kennedy to Whitley. Aubrey, Whitley, and an attack by Lily, or I guess Mara. And then outside, Marissa gets a great dig to Kennedy out to short by Mara. And then number four tips it, Kennedy to Aubrey to Lily, who has just to pass it over middle and out. And we got a touch. We got a touch. Yep, he definitely called the touch.
Yep.
I thought there was a touch. But only the one line judge saw it, and that's what you got to see. That's all you need. So Indians got to serve receive again. I'm not sure the score. I think they have it up there wrong, tell you the score.
Should be 19-15,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. So Marissa to Kennedy. There, our serve receive is really struggling. Mara is good dig by Aubrey, and she just misses it out of bounds.
Yep, 19-16.
Yeah, 19-16. Indians got to get back on the groove. We need to stop the bleeding. Yeah, stop the bleeding. We need to
get
stop.
Serve back and
our
get
serve receive isn't getting it where it needs to go. So Marissa out to Mara, who just puts it in play, and then number four, and then Whitley and Lily block it. Right side attack tip. Lily, Mara. Lily just can't get the dig up high enough. Amara can't keep it in play. We're going to take a timeout. Indians still up 19-17. We'll be right back.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead. Miracle Lanes will be closed this Sunday on Labor Day weekend.
So we're back here. Raiders serve it out of bounds coming out from a timeout. Indians up 20-17. We're hanging on to this lead. Audra back to serve. We'll see. Nice serve, and she just absolutely rifles the ball down the
painted
line.
Painted the line.
They called it out, and it wasn't even out on the – it didn't even touch the line on the inside.
No.
So let's see if she can get us another one here. Nice serve, and that one goes just out of bounds. Pushed it. We pushed it a little too much.
Well, if we can trade points with them, we're going to win.
Right, right. So,
but I don't want to do that.
21-18, yes. I want to finish strong. Audra Kennedy out to Marissa. Gets a nice crush. And then out to number four, Aubrey Kennedy to Whitley. She's just not quite connecting. Number four to Audra Kennedy, Whitley Kennedy, and Audra.
Oh, man, this is a good one.
Oh, yes, it is. Middle hit, and she's just going to eat it because Marissa forgot to go up. Marissa's got to go up, and she's just getting yelled at right there for it. So point goes to the Rushi Raiders, 21-19.
Yeah,
and we're really struggling to get the ball to Whitley now.
She's
just
patting her chest
really
saying,
struggling.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yep, yep.
So 21-19 now.
Yep. Audra Kennedy out to Marissa, who has to dump it just short over. And then Whitley to Kennedy makes a nice hustle to the ball. So just net play ball, didn't quite get it done. 20-21. Indians still up by one.
Yeah, we really need to break this momentum.
Yep, that would do. That would do. Short. Oh, and Indians are out of rotation. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure. I think Kennedy has to be on the other side of Aubrey. I'm not sure. 21-21.
Oh.
And they get a serve.
That one hits
now
them.
They're up 22-21. Travis is going to take a
over.
Timeout. We'll be back.
Oh, man.
Okay. Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris Experience Suspension.
Okay, and we're back here. Indians come here with a down 21 or 22 to 21.
I think they just gave them three in a row.
Yeah, I think so.
Four out of the last five.
Yeah, out, and they give us a point. They keep giving us a chance. We just need to keep taking it. So Whitley Ramel goes back to serve. And it's a tie ball game, 22-22. Indians got to win this one to stay alive for the third set. So
Whitley, we'll finish it up.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see that. Nice serve by Whitley, and it goes to the middle hitter, to Grace, to Lily, and then Whitley Ramel takes it and pushes it real deep. Outside hitter, Teagan, and that goes out of bounds. Yes, Indians get a point. So.
That did hit the antenna, didn't it? I was thinking it did, but he was between me and the
23-22 antenna. Indians up. Whitley Ramel back to serve. We got to keep fighting, girls. Yep. We got to keep fighting. So 1 point at a time keeps us in this game. Nice serve by Whitley, and they have to struggle to put it over. Whitley Ramel to Kennedy to the outside to Marissa. I'm surprised he didn't call a double on our setter.
Did she
rifle that ball out there to Marissa. Yes. Indians up. Game point, 22-24, or 24-22 at Whitley Ramel back to serve.
Might as well serve out.
Yep. Let's see if she does it.
She put it out of bounds.
So we just need a side out right here. Or we just need a point. So Indians up 24-23.
Hopefully she
gets it to number four. Set your four ball. Yep, set your four ball, Kennedy. Be smart. Set your four ball. Yes. Oh, no.
It hit the net and looked like it was going to go down.
To me, it looks like the net
is looser than most of them. But, you know, it's the same net for both teams. Now they gave us the point.
And I get it because it was going in the net, and that loose net rolled it over.
And they kind of, our front row players kind of backed off.
We did. So scores
24-24. Yeah. They're getting it sorted out. Okay. Yep.
I just had to holler.
So now we
got to
get two in a row.
Yep. See if we can get her to serve it out of bounds would be ideal, but nope. So Audra. To Kennedy, out to Whitley, or Marissa, who so just hits it into the net. So 25-24, Rushi Indians, or Rushi Raiders are up by one.
Let's go, girls. So this is match point.
Yeah, match point.
Because you only play two sets.
Audra to Kennedy to Marissa. Just tips it over because we can't quite. And get a block by Grace and Marissa out to number two. And Audra to Kennedy to Marissa really has to fight to get it. And then Audra with a dig. Grace pushes it deep, and it goes way out of bounds. And Indians lose 26-24.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a minute. We'll kind of recap what happened here. Be back in just a little bit after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farm, more than a workplace. Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back here at St. Henry, the Invitational. We just played the Rushi Raiders. They beat us in the first set, and they also came back and beat us in this one. We were up 20, I think we might have been up 21-18, 2018, and they came back and they got us. And
they did. Just a little. Yeah. We're just really having a hard time getting the ball to our hitters.
Yeah.
I mean, Marissa, I think, five or six times she had to pull off the net to hit it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just can't – we just can't be doing that. We got to get these hitters at the net.
Yeah, the sets have to be in the right spot. And, you know, we're working on that, and they're trying to get that done. Do you have any stats yet?
I do. There's not much to talk about. Whitley had 3 blocks. Teagan had 2. As far as blocking goes, as far as assists go, Faith had 6 and Teagan had 3. And then hits, Whitley had 3 kills, Marissa with 4. And that's about all we can really brag about. And that's
we had decent serving, but it wasn't great. And Rushi is a very good team.
Yeah, when you have 13 bad hits and 2 sets, that's probably not going to get you a very good outcome. Yep. So
second set was a lot better than the first, but still.
But not, we have to be able to fight and get over that little hump. Yeah. So,
and I see the Buckeyes Central people
They're
rolling in here.
Yeah, so they must be done over there.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.